ξυπνήσουμε πρέπει κάθε ρέα. Πουρ να δούμε πως δεν βγάζε πουρα η μιέρη φλάκη σου μέσα. Πουρα η μιέρη φλάκη σου μέσα. Άιντε, άιντε, κουσπεδού ούστε δόρμα φορτσεού. Άιντε, άιντε, μόλι του σπρτσού κάτσε πκενεργού. Άιντε, άιντε, κουσπεδού ούστε δόρμα φορτσεού. Άιντε, άιντε, μόλι του σπρτσού κάτσε πκενεργού.
Ακούσατε, φίλοι ακροατές, μουσικό πρόγραμμα με αλβανική μουσική. Από τον ραδιοφωνικό σταθμό Τυράννων ευχόμαστε σε όλους σας να είστε καλά.
Radio Tirana International. Radio Tirana broadcasts in English. Hello from Radio Tirana and welcome to our broadcast in English. In today's program, you can hear the news and calendar of the day to pass then to our Friday's program with Albanian folk music. The main stories. The Council of Europe Monitoring Committee evaluates the observance of obligations and commitments by Albania and asks the General Assembly to close the procedure for Albania. In the report presented by Jonut Marian Stroh of the European People's Party Group, it is said that this committee welcomes the collapse of the systematic political crisis in the country and the reforms implemented to guarantee the independence and integrity of the judiciary, in particular the verification of all judges and prosecutors. He equally expresses contentment for the progress made in the fight against corruption in the country, including high-level punishments. At the same time, the Monitoring Committee also raises a number of concerns, especially regarding the polarized political environment in Albania, the lack of implementing legislation for the 2017 law on the protection of national minorities, as well as the deterioration of media freedom in the country. Speaker of the Assembly of Albania, Lindita Nikola, welcomed the decision of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe to remove Albania from the monitoring system. Nikola expressed that this decision is a reaffirmation of the consolidation of democracy in Albania. The unanimous vote in the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe for Albania's exit from the permanent monitoring system of the Council is another confirmation of the achievements of reforms, the consolidation of democratic values and institutions, the rule of law, and the protection of freedoms and human rights, Nikola emphasized. Albanian Minister of Interior Tauland Bala visited the border crossing point at the Tirana International Airport, where he was closely acquainted with the measures taken to process the passage of citizens, both at the entrance and at the exit, highlighting the duty of the border officer as the first contact with the country. Bala underlined the importance of border officers' politeness and decency to foreign tourists who come to Albania, as their first impression of the country is created precisely when meeting with the border police officer. Albanian Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs Igli Hasani held a meeting with the Director General of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, OPCW Fernando Arias in The Hague. Strengthening global security through effective measures for the non-proliferation of chemical weapons was the focus of the meeting between the two. I reaffirmed Albania's resolute commitment against chemical threats through international cooperation as the first country to have completely destroyed all its chemical weapons about 20 years ago, Hassani writes. Radio Tirana with the news. Albanian government ratified the loan agreement with the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development for the rehabilitation of Vora-Hani-Hotit railway line. The agreement signed in February of this year was approved by the Council of Ministers before going to the Assembly Plenary Hall. The loan amounts 98.75 million euros, while the total cost for the rehabilitation of the railway is estimated at 373.15 million euros. The financing structure for this project is divided between the loans granted by the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development and the European Investment Bank, a grant from the European Union with the VET coverage from the state budget. The EU grant amounts to 137.9 million euros, while the European Investment Bank loan amounts 120 million. The Municipality of Tirana and the Ministry of Economy, Culture and Innovation signed the cooperation agreement for the Technology and Economic Development Zone, TEDA Tirana. This is another development space of strategic importance for all foreign businesses that want to invest in Tirana, mainly in the field of IT, vehicle production and tourism. The agreement not only paves the way to infrastructure construction, but also paves the way for the first calls for businesses that want to apply to become part of the economic zone. Blendi Gonja, Minister of Economy, Culture and Innovation, underlined that this area represents a strategic initiative which should serve as a catalyst for innovation, investments and sustainable development. Mayor Velia, on his part, underlined that Tirana is the first municipality to create a free economic zone, setting a model for many other municipalities. Albanian Deputy Minister of Economy, Culture and Innovation, Olta Magnani, participated in the business-to-business event that took place in Munich, Germany, where she met with the Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs of Bavaria, Erich Bibwanger. During the activity, panel discussions were held with Albanian and Bavarian businesses, an activity organized by the Association of Bavarian Businesses, VBW. In her capacity as co-chair of the Albania-Bavaria Joint Commission, Magnani stressed the important role that the businesses have in consolidating economic cooperation and strengthening of the relations between the countries, especially in priority economy sectors. Albanian Minister of Finance Ervin Mete and the Governor of the Bank of Albania, Gen Seiko, at the start of the spring meetings of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund in Washington, met with the Executive Director of the World Bank for Albania, Matteo Bugameli, and Executive Director of the International Monetary Fund for Albania, Federico Giamusso. In reference with the meeting with the head of the World Bank, Bugameli, Minister Mete announced that they discussed about deepening of cooperation with the World Bank, the progress of the reforms undertaken by the government, financing projects and those of technical assistance. While with the head of the International Monetary Fund, Giamusso, Mete said that it was discussed about the recent economic progress and developments, the deepening of reforms with a focus on further fiscal consolidation and the strengthening of public finances. You are listening to Radio Tirana. That was the end of the news for today. For more detailed information, you can visit our page at rti.rtsh.al. Next to come in the program, calendar of the day. On April the 19th, 1785, the vice-consul of Venice in Shkodër, Jak Suma, announced that talks and agreements of Shkodër with the Dalmatian chief of Pastrovic were held. The head of the Pasha League of Shkodër, in the concluded agreements, gave the possibility to the entire community of Pastrovic to come freely to Shkodër as citizens of the city. On April the 19th, 1894, the great English poet Lord George Byron passed away. In July 1909, the rebellious romantic visited Albania and stayed at the court of Janina. In his masterpiece Childe Harold Pilgrimage, the poet has minted the deep impressions that Albania and the Albanians left on him. On April the 19th, 1923, the painter Vera Bloshmi was born in Tirana. In 1945, Vera Bloshmi was presented at the National Exhibition in London. She painted and exhibited in Italy, Czech Republic, Canada, United States and Switzerland. In 1983, with the portrait of the woman in national costume, she received the first prize in the competition organized by one of the most popular galleries in London. On April the 19th, 1983, Albania acceded to the constitution of the Organization for Industrial Development of the United Nations, UNIDO. You are listening to Radio Tirana. That was calendar for April the 19th.
Folk music. Today, Radio Tirana listeners, you have the opportunity to hear Shkodra urban songs. The Shkodra urban song was developed in the city of Shkodra under certain historical circumstances and developments. Over the centuries, this song has acquired certain features with an original physiognomy in terms of musical language, poetic text, and interpretation method. The first song opening today's musical program is a performance of Bik Ndoja, Metelikun Takanfal, I Gave You the Gold Coin.
Yeah. ești, ești aia bucurie. Rumă viață în distonată, bani de ritmei guraleți, ești aia bucurie.
The songs originally created by talented artists have been assimilated by the people over the years. Shkodra's urban songs include the songs of the wedding ceremony and the civic party. There are also some other songs such as lullabies, children's songs, wedding songs or dances accompanied by songs. In many cases, these songs were performed in social and family celebrations. And now Frederik Ndoci, Karafil të zgjodha, I picked up a killiflower.
Karafil të zgjodha, orën aqë të mlodha. Karafil të zgjodha, orën aqë të mlodha. Shpirtin të më më pyshe mora, oj shumi unë, oj shumi. Shpirtin të më më the Pasqua o ti Marisha mia so he get the Pasqua o ti Marisha mia vergi vit gusto ed lasci mia o ilumi un go ilumi vergi vit gusto aman, 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 aman. Sahiyede Pasqua, o ti marida vesi. Sahiyede Pasqua, o
of interpretation, the Shkodra urban songs are performed in a group, but among them there are also solo songs sung by singers with special vocal skills, mainly the party songs, which belong to the special relations with the Oriental culture, have been accompanied by instrumental formations, which at different stages have been enriched with instruments adapted to that music, clarinet, violin, guitar, accordion, counterbass, etc. Bujar Çamili, Po ti çkaj ke than dikujt? What did you say to him?
Hajde, hajde, moj banush, për çukat që më kene gush. Hajde, hajde, moj banush, për çukat që më kene gush. Hajde, hajde, mori dush, për çuka që më kene gush. Hajde, hajde, kush pëllu, kush të dorë ma forceu. Hajde, hajde, mori dush, për çuka që më kene gu. Hajde, hajde, kush pëllu, kush të dorë ma forceu. Hajde, hajde, mori dush, për çuka që kene gu.
These songs live in a strong spiritual connection with the people who are their bearers. Despite the fact that the city itself has undergone many changes in the urban aspect, the ways of communication and social life, it continues to be enriched with new creations, which in content respond to this reality. Rozela Gjulbeku, Kur më del në der, When You Show Up at My Door.